Simon Tzadik Aleph. We start now with the halachis of taruvis, basa b'chalav. The halachis of basa b'chalav that come into contact one with the other, and that starts. It starts here. And what we're going to learn this week is cold. If things touch each other cold, which obviously is the most kuladika case. And then we're going to go to hot and hotter, and all the once it starts getting hot, it goes into a big arichus. But the dinim of cold is sif aleph through gimel of the tzaddik aleph, and it's very mesuder. It's very divided very clearly. Well, there can never be a deraisa cold, right? It can only be a drabanan. Supposed to be chalav, that's not cooked. There's always a drabanan. All right, so if aleph is meat and milk touching, then that milk, because milk is liquid, we'll talk about later, but meat and cheese touching. So if bays is meat and a milk kli, or milk or cheese and a flesh kli, and so if gimel is touching bread. All these are the three. These are the three sifim of touching. Sif aleph is touching cheese to meat. Basa v'gvina shenagu zeh b'zeh mutarim. You hear that? Imagine it happened in your house. Basa v'gvina shenagu zeh b'zeh mutarim. Ela shetzarach la'diach makim nigiyasa. Just that you have to rinse off the place that they came into contact.
Can I just ask something? We see nowadays when we have the cheese packed up in the
package.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to that in a moment. Okay. Obviously, but the evidence is not shy. We pass it on. Okay. We'll get to that.
Because we're talking about a dry piece of meat. I mean, that would the status of the meat can't be a moist.
Okay. Let's see.
Hadach is less than taking off a kli.
Right. Just rinsing it. Now, what are you allowed to do? Lechatchila, umoter loser oisam in et pachas achas lechashin and shem yigul zebizet. Now, listen to this. Lechatchila, you're allowed to have cheese and meat. You want to take along to work some cheese for lunch and some meat for supper. So, you're allowed to put the meat and the cheese next to each other in the same cup, in the same bag. Muter loser oisam in et pachas achas. You can put cheese and meat in one matpachas lechashin and shem yigul zebizet. We're not afraid. They'll touch each other. Well, what's the case? You're putting them in wrapped. You're putting them in unwrapped. What does it mean? Very hard to know what the case here is.
You wrap up the first one, and then after a few bowls, you put the next one.
So it's folded, it's wrapped, and the chiddush is that it's mutter. What's the chiddush?
It's one.
On the same wrapper.
The same wrapper.
Okay, the.
Not for you to just slide around.
The lashon of the Chachmas Sadam is mutar lotzer basa gvina yisa vehetem et pachas achazeh bitzad zeh lachishem zeh bizeh v'chei mutar litem b'teva achas. You could put in the same drawer at home kachal basa reitzel kachal chalav, a container of milk next to a container of meat. The mizah zehiri shol yipul mizeh lezeh, because we're careful that they shouldn't fall one into the other. If they're open, let's say in the refrigerator you're putting milk and meat next to each other. So he says, if they're open, since there's no davar mafsik beinayim, you shouldn't put them next to each other. To wrap it in a matpachas is mutter. So clearly, he means that each one is wrapped separately, because he's mechalek. He says that to put in the refrigerator any drawer milk next to meat in two containers that are open. Lechatchila, I can't say also. He says toiv li zar lechatchila. It's good to be zar lechatchila. V'mokim shein tzayruch, kivin shein davar mafsik beinayim. Actually, if you put the two containers next to each other, there's a davar mafsik. Well, strange, because the container is mafsik. But since it's open on top and it could splash, so you don't do it. So he's talking.
You have to fold it over, and then it's not sliding around. It's the,
So what does it mean? You take one long thing, you put in a piece of meat, you roll it a couple of times, you put in a piece of cheese, you roll it a couple more times, and then you take it like that.
Once you put it in, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if it melts on the meat, you could refrigerate it and wash it off the meat.
No, we're going to learn later, bichumra, because no, there's a concept of that meat has bichoyim. And we're going to have a bichumra in Sibzayim. Milk, coal, spills on meat that were very machmir, it doesn't help to wash it off. Because meat has become as cracks in it, and the milk could penetrate. So we're talking very machmir on milk and meat.
But not talking about milk. What gavina?
Yeah, who we're talking about gavina?
Something else.
Yeah. The reason I brought the Chachmas Adam is to read the lashon. It's a little unclear what it means. Mutol lotzoraisa matpachas achas. You're allowed to put them together. What does it mean? You're allowed to put them together. So he says, if it's liquid, we're afraid of flesh. If it's solid, we're not afraid they'll touch. So it must mean that they could touch. What does it mean we're not afraid to touch? If each one's in a separate closed bag, what does it mean?
In a bag, it probably not be like that. A bag probably not be like a matkachas because there's room for it to move around.
Well, yeah, I mean, if each one's wrapped.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a matkachas, then it stays in one spot.
But it's wrapped well. You take aluminum foil, you wrap it. You come to a bris in the morning, you take you wrap it up in aluminum foil, you put it in a bag. That's a chiddush that you could put. Of course, it's wrapped up well.
No, when you open it again,
they're
both four hours.
You wrap them up separately. So.
No, we want to unwrap it. It's very shy, the book is 4 hours.
You're unwrapping it in the bag? Well, so it's just say, don't unwrap it in the bag. But calls them out, it's wrapped up in the bag.
When you take it out.
Even in the...
When I take it out, but you, most people take it out and then unwrap it. You know, unwrap it before you take it out. You have a bag. No, you take out your sandwich, you put on the table, you unwrap it.
Even in the ropes.
I think it's really good. You take the towel. And you wrap it. It's not aluminum foil.
You wrap it.
If it's tight, it's not a chiddush.
No, it's not. But they're not separated. There's nothing separating. It's in the same wrapper. It's not moving. If you do a silver foil, you wrap it.
But you do wrap it and then turn it over again.
Maybe you don't have to. Even.
That's a chiddush.
It's
definitely positively not clear what he means.
Otherwise, be too much pachas. You know,
yeah, I agree.
Hold it
separately. I agree.
Wrapping like the Chacham Sadam is not considered a double wrap if you require a double wrap.
But it's not hatched. It's
not wrapped from
right.
each other. It's wrapped with each other.
Right. You roll something.
This shaila of how vite we go to be chayshish really has other applications. Sometimes, let's say you have a store, and one of the workers wants to drink a coffee, and you're making fleishiga food, parva food. You have to be chayshish that the coffee is going to splash onto the food. What? Let's say they're working. Some workers are working in a business, and they're running a machine. The machine is packing salami. They're not handling it. You handle the milk and handle the salami. That says beferish, shamshim besuda, need to wash their hand. But they're not touching the food. They're running a packing machine, or they're whatever it is that they're doing. And they want to drink a coffee on the side. How vite are we chayshish that things are going to touch each other? So it's a little hard to know. Late in Simit Sadik Tes, the beginning of the Taruvis, we had the idea of workers who are working in a place, Misham Shem Besuda, and there, I'm sorry, Well, not only they're aware of it, nobody in a business wants, even if you're making tuna fish, you don't want coffee splashing in your tuna fish that you're about to sell, unless it's a good flavor. You know, that's how they say the Reese's peanut butter cup started, right? Normally you don't do it just for cleanliness reasons, but sorry. We're going to have later. In Tarudis it says that Mishamshim Besuda, we're not choishish that that it's going to mix. I'm sorry. I had the wrong. excuse me. Okay. At any rate. The Mechaber says that there's a lechatchila nibidiyevet. Lechatchila, there's a heto lotzer b'met pachas, and lechashin and shiguzeh b'zeh. And b'diyevet, if no guzeh b'zeh, they need hadacha. So that there's no iser if it touches each other. Shach aleph brings a kula of the bach.
Why is it?
It washes over, afraid a little bit of meat stuck to the cheese, a little bit of cheese stuck to the meat. Instead of washing it off, you're going to. Zaktishach Aleph, the Kosov Abach, the Dafka Kishama Echomehem Lach. This is only if it's moist. Avil Shneim Yaveshim, Afilu Hadocha Ein Sarech. But if they're both dry, you don't even have to do Hadocha. You have a piece of dry cheese and a piece of dry meat, and they touch each other, you don't have to wash it off.
Dry cheese.
Rabbi Kiva Eger just adds to that, Bimaluchim Sarech Hadocha. If it's a Dava Maluach, it gives taste, the salty or sharp thing gives taste more. So then you do need hadach. All right? Bayavesh, v'nachayesh yeshu be'en, that's what the Bach says.
The
Pischei Tshuva Aleph.
He's not getting any oils or anything like that.
I don't know.
It has to be dry, but you're not...
How dry is dry? As if it's like a rock, then I understand. But most cheese, I wouldn't call it double lach, but you feel cheesy, you feel oily. Unless we're Pischei Tshuva Aleph slowly and carefully, because there's a lot in Pischei Tshuva Aleph. The Pischei Tshuva talks about this. Let's see. Okay, try to help cop about the different possibilities. Shishim is not going to help you, because if you're biting into the meat and this the small amount, it doesn't spread into the whole meat. It's just that part you eat. Oh, but he's saying Yavesh, you don't need that. Obviously, if you see the hand, there'll be no question. Shishim doesn't help you.
No, there's nothing here.
If you took a piece of cheese, we should have an experiment. We need a guy to taste it. You should take a piece of cheese, touch it to a piece of meat, and then cut off that little place where it touched and see if it tastes any meat.
But not,
I don't
know. Well,
somebody's going to eat that.
But nobody eats a little thing. They eat a small share, whatever. But people don't eat that little molecule.
Let's see Pischei Tshuva Aleph. I'm bereit to b'shem Abach. Miu dova charif afilu yavesh ketzayin lach dami. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger said. That a dova yavesh, a dova charif, even if it's dry, as it did like moist, ubay yadach meisusif hay. V'mehem yaveshim v'chulu kekasa prima gadim v'chavas das. Hay hadacha, haynu hadacha ba'alma b'loy shifshuf. It's enough to rinse it. You don't have to rub it. A heter that touches an isser that's fatty, it's not enough to rinse it. You have to rub it until you know, by your estimation, that the shamnunis came off, came near a das of prima gadim, b'shari dura. So he's saying that heter that touched an Isser Sharmain is different than what we're talking about here. Here they're both heter. Heter that touches an Isser Sharmain, you have to rub it until you have an Oymer Adas that it came off. Very hard to understand. If the Oymer Adas is it didn't come off, why it would be any different by Basat Chalav if the Oymer Adas is different? Ah, Chachav is Das Kosav. No, you don't need to rub it. Dafka Dukka Sakina Visham Nunis Boy Shifshov. When you have duchka de sakina, so I went through it last week, the different levels, that you have to rub off the edge, and you have to do a shif-shuf. Aval duchka b'loi shamnunis. Say shamnunis b'loi duchka. Sagi b'hadocha b'yam. So Chavis Dar says it's enough to rinse it off. Vayi b'tshuvis b'es Ephraim. Kelek Yerodai. Dai te gamkein de shamnunis b'loi duchka. Sagi b'hadocha b'alma. So we have the Prima Gadim against the Chavis Das and the Yadav and the Beis Ephraim. Whether you need a shif shuf, akasa, the dafka b'cholav shaloi nimcha b'mayim, b'chelav shaloi nimcha b'mayim. Avachelav shenimcha b'mayim, once it becomes liquidy, kasa v'rajma shenidbut b'yaiser ubay shif shuf gadol. Lachil asam esamadal oisal diach b'kli shemidiach by chalavim. Avagam delech kaducha v'kasa v'ayde chelav muhutach echema. If it's butter or fats, shenavol agabi basat zaynim v'nikrash, and it got harden on the meat. You need sabi sham tzar shif shuf gadol ayin sham. That's a double push. Shif shuf gadol, you have to rub it well. How much is gadol? Yeah. I'm not sure. At shayamid hadas, his estimation is there's nothing left.
Your wife will be
dead. I don't know. Your wife assess. I mean, the truth is that the women have a right. We have a wrong. You should know all the things the women do just about. Generally, they're right, but just the world doesn't go that way. You want to turn it off? Yeah. So you know, it's just that you know, men run the world. That's the way, not the way, you know, it's not the way it has to be done. But the way women would want us to rob it probably would be the right way. I don't know. And some women just throw everything out. But I can't tell you scientifically, but I can tell you for certain if I take a piece of dry salami and I put it on a piece of cheese and I take it off, even though it's dry, the dava charef is gonna transmit taste.
I think washing it won't help.
What?
Charef.
Shamnunis also, but I think charef
is. There has to be some mechanism.
I take a piece of grain, a piece of sharp grain. I put it on something. It'll also, it'll get a taste. Sharp things give taste. I don't know the reason for it. Probably because you need a smaller transfer of molecules for it to give taste.
A dry piece of raw horseradish to another food that's also dry gives
some
taste.
I think so.
It's a klipa.
I think so. It's certainly more likely to give taste.
The sharpness has molecules.
When someone loves shaming, so why do I bust a bus of a
if it smells, then those molecules are coming off.
I have cheese and meat, why am I talking about shaming?
Molecules that come off the...
Why should shaming make a difference by dover
isser? Well, let's finish. We're going to get everyone confused. Let's look. I'll finish the passage. Of a dover rach and kishuin by greda. Vadavarak you got kishuin kiyotze by grade. You have to rub off a surface. Vadavdi efshaklab hadocha kagoy mayim. Let's say you have a liquid, so you can't do hadocha. I'm zekotin shachazem adinai. V'nimlach ay nitzla b'loy hadocha shenivla hamashu shal aponav kadek klipa. Afilahachi muta b'loy klipa. Let's say they touched and it needs hadocha, and then it was cooked. So l'chayra now it can't go b'kulay k'sishishim, but it could go kadek klipa. He says, "When I'm machbe b'diavad, mechem b'isamashu mutra afilu b'davalach the efshar klal b'hadocha." He says, "And isamashu b'diavad when I'm machbe." So, just to sum up, so we don't walk away confused, we walk away. Everyone's going to do. No one's going to do hadocha without shifshuf. But the halacha is the davar yavesh legamri doesn't need anything. A davar lach needs hadocha. A Dovalach, that's charif, so, or even a Dovayavish, that's charif, he's saying needs either hadacha or hadacha and shifshuf. That's a mach like this. So we have three levels. Yavish Lagami needs nothing, lach needs hadacha, and lach charif, or even yavish charif, charif is no difference if it's lach or yavish. The Chavis Das and Beis Ephraim say it's enough hadacha, and the Prima Gadim says that you have to do a shifshuf as well. These are two foods that touch each other. And it's all theoretical because for us it's not a big tircha to do a shif shuf with the hadacha and everything is.
What's it saying?
A greda, something that's something that you can't rinse off properly. It has a surface that doesn't rinse off well. So there you should rub off, gray there, you should rub off a little bit of the surface.
The meat store, okay. They put you the meat separate, so they have one body container of milk or cheese, they put you two separate bags.
In the meat store, they put it in separate bags because they want to be extra careful. And, you know, even a milk container sometimes sweats on the outside. Sometimes it leaks. Yeah, that could be a big problem. But the sweat is water. It's condensation.
But it's not confusing the workers. You can tell the workers, yes, you can do that. You can't do it.
All right, so that's sefalif. Sefalif is two foods that touch each other. It's not a big kircho. Any of us would certainly do shifshuf with it, and there's no issue. Siv beis is already more of an issue. The issue of plates. Somebody will put meat on a fleishiga plate or cheese on a milchika plate. What you're allowed to do, again, what you're allowed to do l'chatchila, and what's the din b'di'evet. It's a little tricky. We're going to have to learn the Mechaber and Ramah separately. The Mechaber is more clear. The Ramah is a lot more confusing. So let's start with the Mechaber. And let's just try to figure out the shaila, right? You're traveling and you're going into a diner and you're getting vegetables and they're putting it in a trefa plate. You're going into a restaurant and they're putting vegetables in a trefa plate. Is that a problem? Or they give you a Coke in a Coke glass. Aleim Hashalom, remember? They used to have Coke glasses. That Coke glass is trefa. I mean, it's washed in a dishwasher or with a trefa sponge. So it's trefa. Or fruit you have in a plate, it's cold, and it's on a tray for plate, is that mutter l'chatzila? I think we all understand the one has to be the evid. Or what is it then? L'chatzila? We'll see what's the din b'di evid. Let's see. They can't, yes. They shouldn't, if they cut the fruit with a tray for knife, that would be a problem. Now let's see. Kol midi d'boi hadacha, everything that needs to be washed off. Kagoyim. L'aniach basar hetet zaynin b'kairi shalissa. To put a piece of cold meat, b'kaira shel iser tzaynein. Iser doesn't mean dafke iser, it means chalav also. In a tray for cold plate. Now what did he just say? It needs hadacha. It needs hadacha. What he said so far, I'll have to see why this should be, is that to put heter in a tray for plate, you're required to rinse off the food before you eat it.
They didn't have clean
plates. I'm reading. You can say whatever you want. I'm just reading the words. I hear. Maybe you're right.
It doesn't say if the plate is clean.
It doesn't say if the plate is clean. It doesn't say. You're right. It doesn't. We'll have to see. But the words say, "Kol midi d'bayadacha." Anything that needs to be washed. Kegoyin. Anything that needs to be washed. L'niach basa het tzaynin. B'kayra shalis tzaynin. To put a piece of kosher meat on a plate that's treif. Also l'chatchila. It needs adach. And then the chumra is the bala itis chumra, that you're not allowed to do something l'chatchila and rely, you'll do adacha later, because of a gezeira, you might not do adacha. V'davka, mevushel v'lavorchei v'adacha. This is a piece of cooked meat, which is not standard to wash. Avomidi d'orchei v'adacha. That's something that you would wash anyway, because you wash it around the house, k'gon basachayu k'yaitzabai. Shoy lechatchila, like raw meat, which you rinse off. Something like that, shoy lechatchila, you were not geyser, that you may not wash, you may not rinse off. The bala itis gezeira. That you're not allowed to put something, because you might forget to rinse it off. Right? Gezeira doesn't apply by something that's normally rinsed off. So we have here two chidushim. A, the chidish, that something that's put into a tray for plate must be rinsed off. And B, the balaitis gzeira, that you're not allowed to put it there because you might not rinse it off. that's the gzeira. Oh, so everyone here is assuming that the plate is a dirty plate.
Because otherwise
the chayit doesn't make sense, you're right? Well, so we're stuck here, how are we going to understand it? We understand it's a clean plate that was rinsed off. So chayra, why do I need to rinse the food? Elamite, so my dirty plate, if it's a dirty plate, then that's sifalif, that's basar v'kvinish and aguzebezeh. It's food touching food. So it's a little difficult to understand, unless the pshat is, that were chayshish, that the stam plates, places you go, are not clean enough. They're not clean.
Right? So what are we rinsing?
What?
So what are we rinsing the plate of the food?
Here it doesn't say a word about rinsing the plate, that everyone is saying.
But
in case, no, rinsing the food after it comes off the plate, before you eat it.
After it comes off.
Rinsing it before it goes on, it's not going to do anything. Right, okay, now.
Is there a difference by Boston Apollo and here it's healthy and
I don't think so. It's just that that's the case that the Balita was talking, so it says it here. I don't think anybody makes a chilek. If you find someone who says that, I don't know.
The plate is clean.
Yeah.
The plate is true. Talking about plate, so
talking
about someone who's
subject
to the plate.
What's
happening?
It's
still clean. It's still the
glier, no? Cold.
So
we're still
touching something.
Cold. Well, what's the problem? Let's see. There are 2,000. I'll start with the second one. It's a little more exciting. It mentions herring. And then we'll go back to the first one. Also lechatzila, kasa marshal. Perakol abasa simim medalim. Yeah, I was going to say it again, but I'm afraid I'll meet the marshal someday and he'll, I'll be zaycha, but... Lefiza lo yafa oisem ahochei drachim. It's improper what travelers do. Shaichlim herrings, meluchin al kli akutiyim. They get a salted herring. I guess salted herring was kosher. And they go into a Gaisha shop and they put it on a tray for plate. Sharit Sarah Hadacha Achishamunach Alayim. You have to rinse off the herring after you pick it off the plate. The Koshkein, Shalayafa Isim, Oisam Akaina Minek Shuim Aluchim. Those who buy pickles, Ugarkis, Shakarin Ugarkis, in May Melach, and they buy it together with the liquid that it's in. Vaislam Bakaira Shalahem, and they eat in the Gais Kaili. If you would just put a pickle in a guy's plate, you would have to rinse it off. And so then the liquid of the pickles, you can't rinse off the liquid. So nesra kula. So it's bad news. So no buying herrings on guy's plates. Ubiteres chatas klal yudvav kasa b'shasat chak. Guy should just ask him. B'beis ebi kechavim k'diyev edami. You're stuck, you're traveling, that's a diyeved. Why is he matir? We have to understand this. Why is he matir to have a diyeved? You're talking about clean plates or dirty plates. We're talking less than the tzmak for kavush. So you don't you eat it within 18 minutes then? If it's in a liquid. I guess in the barrels without chayshish. The barrels are made for pickles.
The barrels is not a kashrus problem. Because we said you can eat the pickles, you can take it, it's not a kashrus.
Apparently they knew the pickle ingredients were kashrus. But here it's put into a keli. Now, this last line is mysterious. He says in the last line, b'shas al-chak is like a diyeved and it's mutter. So what does it mean, b'diyeved it's mutter? So you could understand when that goes in a bala itis chumra, that you can't put it there because we're afraid you'll forget to rinse it off. No, we don't make such a gzeira. So you get it in a plate, but you do have to rinse it off. You can understand the means that you do have to rinse it off. The we're not worried about bleus here. It's cold. We're worried about ben. There has to be. It's cold. Chayr has to be ben because cold is not belea. So worried about a small amount of be'en. See, he's mekel here at the end. Now, it's a little difficult why the prima gadim is mekel, because we're saying that that you can't be mekel, unless, as I said, the prima gadim means that you're going to rinse off the food that you get after you get it, which would l'chayr mean that when you go to a, you go somewhere and they serve you vegetables on a tray for plate, you have to rinse off the vegetables before you eat it. Which would be a very strange thing to do. You know, you're going for a company meeting with Gayim and they give you vegetables, and each one you rinse off as you pick it off the plate. All right, I guess we're on paper plate, someplace. I don't know. Someone told me he goes to meetings in his law firm, and they get it from a different place, but they get it with China from the other place, wrapped, and metal utensils are wrapped, because this place wouldn't let paper plates. I mean, they're talking about a fancy restaurant. So you get it with everything, okay? I'll just tell you what the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim says, and I don't see it in the Taz, the Prima Gadim says, we're talking here that you, when he's matter at the end, B'shas Adchak, he means that the Jew rinses off the plate. That you go in there and you rinse off the plate, then it'll be mutter b'di'evet. Why then it's only b'di'evet? It's right hard. But that's what he says. It has to be one or the other. Either that you rinse off the plate, or that you rinse off the food after you pick it off of the plate.
The Mashal's example is the pickles
and
the herring.
Maybe it's only a davacharev. You're right. If it would just say the lefiz zevo, I don't know. Maybe the herring. You all want to say that our plates are different because they're clean.
They had wooden plates, more than likely.
Maybe a cheres.
Or a cheres. That would absorb food. You couldn't wash it off as well. Even if you rinsed it,
all right, same thing. Remember,
the school had stuff all over?
Yeah.
There's more than stuff. Just clean it off. It's not so posh. It's not the same thing as a glass plate, a china plate.
Okay.
You said that glass plates aren't
both,
glass is not
Belea. There are three sheetas in the Mechaber. There's one sheet that glass is not Belea, but we don't pass in that way.
We're not talking about Belea here.
We're talking about the end. If we're talking about the end, then it's an issue. If we're talking about... This country
is generally clean.
Yeah.
What? The glazed, it so far it doesn't, because we're talking about Be'en, not about Belias. Now, it's true, when it's glazed, it's easier to clean. It's easier to see that it's clean. It's definitely true. But as far as Belias, so far we're not talking about Belias. We're going to get to talk about Belias. But so far we're not talking about Belias at all. Now, what?
Putting it in a plate. It's not worse than the Pachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach
They're not touching. Each one is wrapped differently. It has to be wrapped separately a little bit. Because we're not talking about Blias again. We're talking about Be'en. If you're worried about Be'en, Eina B'nei Yamin doesn't really help you. Now, so we learned here one Chiddush, that the Mechaber says you need Hadachim. You can explain, dirty plates, clean plates, and the Shach will come to it in a minute. But right now, the Mechaber says, Sarech Hadachim. If you go into a place, and you order a plate full of grapes, and they serve it to you in a bowl, then Shulchan Aruch states that it needs Hadachim. Now we're going to see soon whether you can rely on the cleanliness. I just should point out that although in our neighborhoods things tend to be clean, you should know that you know, there are places where things are not so clean. It's not easy to say that that things are clean everywhere. It's unfortunately not true. I mean, there's a place I eat in Eretz Yisrael. They have silverware and plasticware next to each other. Everyone takes the plasticware. Very few people take the silverware more than once. It's unless you go up to the sink and you wash it off. It's just not the same standards of cleanliness that we're accustomed to. So,
save on an Arab worker.
Yeah. Anyway, this is, as I said, the Mechaber, which is the easier of the two. Agav, there's a tshuva in the Gris Moshe, an interesting two tshuvas. It seems it was a hot issue. The tshuva, I looked at the date, was dated Tofrei Sadik Zion, which is 19... Tofresh Tzadik Zion. It was 1937. So he writes 70 years ago. As we said, 70, I think it's Ramosha writes that it's the custom of the butcher stores before they sell liver to soak the liver in blood to give it a red look so that it should be appetizing for people to buy. And the question was, apparently the insulk of 24 hours, no shayl of kavush. But Shayol wanted to aser because it's by hadacha, something that has to be rinsed off. And blood is aser. And because blood is treif, it's got to be rinsed off. And the question is, should we be chayshish for the bala itis kshash that you midi debay hadacha shemala yidach? Something that has to be rinsed off that you may not rinse it off.
Wouldn't there be something that
would
routinely be washed off?
So Ramesha writes that it's something that has to be routinely washed, that has to be washed off before you kash a liver. You're required to rinse off the liver before you wash it. So I think in the second shuvah, I think it's Lamed and Lamed Aleph, the Shayol said not everyone knows you have to rinse it off. But the evidence will do without rinsing. Mechaber, I think, holds sleeve does not read rinsing. The Ramal it does. So he says not everyone knows it. So Moshe writes that if the Balayita doesn't mean something that needs hadacha al pidin, you can rely on do hadacha. Even something that's normal to do hadacha, because people normally do hadacha, so that's also fine. Now, it's interesting. I had a call last night after midnight from a yeshiva. Where some boys had gone in to the kitchen to make some eggs for Malka. For Malka. And they cracked an egg onto the griddle. And the language of the person said it was full of blood. Full of blood means there was quite a bit of blood in it. And it was on the griddle was a hot griddle. So he asked me what to do. What do you say? Huh? Well, they had to get a kosher before the morning, that was for sure. So first I asked him if you could take the griddle and turn it upside down onto the fire so you could do Ha'alibun. So he said, no, they went. I said, no, it's attached. So I told them to go. I asked them, there's a 24-hour shop right nearby. And they said, yes. I said, go get some charcoal and do Libun. How you can do Libun? A blowtorch? I don't know. I don't like the attach. I don't think they could. A boys in the dorm could probably find a blowtorch, but I wasn't going to tell them to get a blowtorch. I told them to get some charcoal. After they hung up, I was a little nervous.
So they were going to barbecue.
You have to reach. It might be hot enough, it might not be, I don't know. I hope they didn't take a whole container of charcoal, put it on. I don't know what it's going to do to the building. I listened to the radio this morning if there's any news from any building. No, even if the whole egg is not treif, but the blood itself is treif. The blood is treif. The egg may not be treif because our whole discussion was the whole egg is not treif, but that little bit of blood is treif.
But aren't we machmed?
The blood itself is blood. It's treif. The blood probably comes from an inner injury, bleeding of the chicken. But if the blood is blood, it's blood. You don't need 24 hours for Libun. You don't need 20. It wasn't covered. You don't need 20. Okay, let's go to the Ramah. Here we get to the hard. Chumras HaRamah. Read it very carefully. When do we say you have to rinse something that you put onto a plate? Something that has moisture, like a herring, or things that have some moisture. Avodava Yavesh Mamish. You take a cookie. It's dry. In loy vala hakli rak bitzayin, if the keli itself was only used for cold, mutar laniach by dava yavesh b'loy hadacha klal, you're allowed to put a cookie, something dry, and you don't have to rinse it off at all. What is the problem with this Rama? He's saying if you want to put a cookie on a plate, it's a dava yavesh. If the plate is a type of kli that was never used for hat, then you're allowed to put a dava yavesh below a dacha klal. You don't have to rinse off the cookie.
If we're dealing with ban on the plate, then how does this help us?
What are the two conditions for this hatter? A, it has to be dry. And B, it has to be a plate that was never used for hat. So the shach and tas say, what's going on? Who cares if the plate was used for hat? What's if the plate was used for hat? Right now it's a cold plate. And who cares? It was originally used for hat. It was never used for hat. My nafkamina. You can't put a cookie down on a plate. If you hold, you're allowed to put a cookie down on a plate that was never used for hat. You should be allowed to put it on a plate that was used for hat. If you're worried about ban, you should be worried about ban. If you say a dove yavesh, you're not worried about ban because the cookie is dry. It's not going to pick up any ban from the plate. So then who cares if the plate was originally used for hat? It's a dove pella. It's almost impossible to understand this Ramah. What is going on with this Ramah? So there are two ways to explain the Ramah, the Shach and the Taz. The easier way is to go with the Taz. The Taz says that you have to change your girsa. When all else fails, now you don't just change girsais. If you would look back in the Makairis and find that they have to change it in three plays, he wouldn't change it. But this is Divrei Atzmai. So he changes the girsa as follows. Dav kadosh yesh otzas, avo dav yavesh mamish, oi, instead of im, oi, loy bola akli rak betzayne. We have to change one end of mem to a vav. Oi, loy bola akli rak betzayne. He's saying as follows. Now, this still needs some explanation. He's saying there are two atayim in this Ramah. Either a dove yavesh. A dove yavesh is no problem. You want to take a dry thing and put it on a plate. We're not afraid that it'll be by leia, and you're allowed to do it with a chatzilla, and you don't have to worry about hadacha. Or even a dove alach. If it's a type of plate that was never used for hat, then it's mutter. That still needs explanation. Still,
you have to change words later on.
Mutal aniach boy. Oh boy. Yeah, you got to fix the davi yavesh also. Okay. The Taz will have to do a little more surgery. Okay. So, how does he change that? It's in the Taz on page 394, the second page. Yesh katar seifer v'tzarach loimer. At the end of Taz Gimel, about six lines up. Yesh katar seifer v'tzarach loimer. Avo davi yavesh mamish. Oi, he leaves the im. Oi, im. Loi bala kli rak b'tzayne. Mutal leir by davi lach. B'loi hadach. He changed the word yavesh to the word lach. So you got to put in an oi. And change the yavesh to lach. Ubiyad var because of a shulchanar, but kairi shul isa tzaynein. Hayrush and shtamshu by bechamin, kavayish zchati leel mazelmer de bedava yavesh muta the shtamshu b'loy adacha the chayin loy shtamshu by isa tchila rak betzaynein muta achikar b'loy adacha filo dava lach mamish. So he says that there are two kulas. A dava yavesh is always muta, and a plate that was never b'loy bechamin is also muta. Why do I care if the plate was belay abacham or not? So two explanations. Either that it's sort of a gezeira that you might use it for hat. That we don't want to start using tray for plates for cold, because you start using it for cold, later you use it for hat. Or use a fleshiger plate for cold cheese, you later use it for hat cheese. Either that. So therefore, if it's only mishtabish by betzayin, we're not afraid. Or because Lashon is that something that goes in Bahat sticks to it more. The Ba'an also sticks to it more if it's used with hat as opposed to when it's used with cold. If it's used with cold, it doesn't stick to it as much. And then it's us. This is all talking Chashash Ba'an. All Tzayinin is talking Chashash Ba'an. So he's saying is that
cold
it's only aser when it was originally used for hat, either because it's nidvak by yaiser, it sticks to it more, or because of a gezeira, whatever one of the two explanations you want. That because really cold, we're not afraid. It's really we shouldn't be afraid cold. You don't see the ban. Obviously, you don't see the ban. Otherwise, the shaila is am I allowed to put kosher on tray for ban? Shail is not that. The Shail is going to put on Shefa Kli. Shefa Kli, the Shash is how much we'll have. The Shach, I'm sorry. That what? Why change? Because the Dovi Yavish doesn't make sense. What are you afraid of by a Dovi Yavish? You put a cookie on a plate, what are you afraid?
You're afraid it's going to hit the bed.
How's it going to stick to it? We're not talking there's going to be a big piece of bad. The little shamnunis on the plate. So it's not going to stick to a cookie. To Dovi Yavesh. Pashtos, yes. Yeah, the whole thing is a chashash ban. That there's a ban anyway. And the ban means a residual ban on the plate. And
so
it's our chashash.
cup a glass of water, they put the cold in a glass of water. Like
what?
Glass of water, they put cold, only cold in a glass of water.
A glass?
They don't put cold, like
to put cold, yeah.
So they put juice or something.
What we're learning so far is that you're not allowed. Everything we learned so far says that if you go to a guy, you cannot take a cup of soda, because everything we learned so far is that you have to be chayshish, except by Dabba Yavesh. You have to be chayshish that is banned. You have to be chayshish that is banned. And so far, that's what we're learning. Until we get to the Shach, we really have very little way out, except that ended at Taz, who said that with the Eved and Yistak, it could be Mekel. The people God said, even there, you have to go wash the plate. You have to take the plate and go wash it. I presume that if you look at it well and you touch it, it's just as good as washing it. You make sure it's clean. But you have to check that it's clean. It seems, I don't know if it's a Gezeiro or a Metzias, but they were Chayshish for Ben. However, the Shach does help us here. The Shach is Matmi on this Ramah. He's not Mishana the Girsa. He doesn't go with changing the Girsa. And he argues on the Ramah. He understands the Ramah the way the Girsa says in front of us. And after struggling with the Ramah, the Shach is the only one here on the page that says what all of you are saying, that if it's very clean, we don't have to be Machmir. I would tell you to look at the second page of the Shach. As you can see, it's quite a long Shach. Avol be'emes nira li. There's a star with a half a parenthesis.
Where it says lach.
After the word lach, there's a star. It says avol be'emes nira li. The mashikos of Baruch Haschayim. Kelem shavik hachavim shod chu yafa. Hainu diadinon shod chu yafa. Kagay shedichu Yisrael achshav. That when we're mekel, if we know it's cleaned well. Vein ratzaloy medavka hadocha be'inon. You don't have to necessarily wash it. Even if you take a towel and you wipe it well, it's the same as washing. The Balaita is talking, you didn't wipe it off well, you didn't clean it off well. So here he says what you were saying all along, that the Bala Itter's chashash, or rinsing it off, it doesn't make sense unless he's talking by a plate that we don't know was cleaned well. And I guess it depends where you are. Some places maybe you could assume it was cleaned well. I assume if you go to a fancy restaurant, you have a right to assume from experience that the plates are cleaned well.
Or it wasn't cleaned well. Or
what?
It wasn't clean. Not that you don't even know it wasn't cleaned well, but it wasn't cleaned well.
It wasn't well. If you could see Be'en, that's the problem. If you could see the Be'en, so it's not a Chiddush of Bala Itter.
Right.
Chiddush of Bala Itter is that sometimes you have a plate and it doesn't look so dirty, but when you run your finger on it, you see the oily grime on it. So it means that you have to know it was cleaned well. The Shach is Mekel with a few conditions. He's Mekel, he says he could either clean the food or the plate. There's no difference. Either you clean the food after it's on the plate, or you clean the plate before you put on the food. If it's a clean plate, it's mutter. But even then, he's only mekel b'derech arai. To use a tray for plate b'kfias, we're afraid you'll come to use it with hat. B'derech arai, someone is traveling, he's mekel. Chutz, for two exceptions. One exception, he says at the end, is a davacharif, like the herring. At the last two lines, he's machmir by a davar charif. Hamafuki tavlam shadvarim charif and lachim. So he's mekel by a davar charif. We're going to have to talk about davar charif momentarily. Some people have chrein that was in a fleshika plate. They want to use it for milchik. So a milchika plate, they want to use it for fleshik. So we'll talk about that shortly. But again, the Shach's rule. Until the Shach, you can't get a Coke in the store because you have to be chayshish for ben. The Shach says arai is mutter on the condition that it was the plate that it was cleaned out well. Can you be sure the glass is clean? It depends on the store. I mean, you look at the glasses and you see. But if it was cleaned well, then he's matir on except a double charif and except for, and I'll show you the lashon but I'll say it first the way it says in Priva Gadim, or except for a Kli Cheres. He's more machmir by a Kli Cheres, that by Kli Cheres, a person can't be Mekel. Even Arai, even washing off the Kli Cheres, by Kli Cheres were machmir. Why? So let's see his Lashon. The Chavis Das and Priva Gadim argue about the Kavanas HaShach. So let's see the Shas Lashon. Okay, if you have the page, counting from the bottom of the page on the shach, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom of the page, end of the line, Mashakosav Atosis. And this is where the Chavis Das and Prima Gadim have two understandings of Kavanas HaShach. Mashakosav Atosis V'amordechai Pelekei Treifis. The Dovolach, Osulishtamish Behen. They say that you're not allowed to use a treifa plate or a milchika plate for a dovolach. Efshur demayri b'loy kinuach. We're talking that it wasn't wiped off. Yechayshish that it's dirty, which is what we said all along. Inami v'huay ikur. The sfirulay the klicherishani. That the Taisus and the Mordechai hold that klicheris is different. The gamaraj v'moyde b'klicheris. The klicheris is different. K'mavur shamayin sham. He says that Taisus and the Rajma and the Mordechai are machmir about Kli Cheres. I doubt he's talking about a glazed Kli Cheres. He's talking about the old Kli Cheres, which are like clay kalim, that would be more likely to have a not smooth surface, and therefore it's more shchiach that things should be stuck to it. So then we're not saying rinsing off the Kli Cheres, you have to rinse off the food. But otherwise, by a metal keli or by a glass keli, which is smooth, you can rely on washing off the glass. The question is, what he means la halacha? Because he's saying that this is pshat and taisis to Mordechai and the Rajma. But to turn the mechaber, azilat tamayu, they're not mechalik. So the Prima Gadim understands that he means to be machmir by Kli Cheres, because he says, v'hu'a ikr. The Chavis Das understands, no, v'hu'a ikr, this is the ikr way to explain taisis. But la halacha, nobody's mechalik here to Kli Cheres and Kli Matchis, and therefore there's no chilik. So we have here chaluki deis, it's not so negeya, because even we have the china plates, they're all glazed, there's no shash, it's going to stick to a china plate any more than a glass plate, and therefore this nakuda is not so negeya. Now this shach is the psak of the achreinim, the achashulchim paskins this way, the chokhmas adam, that it's mutter to use it ba'arai, if it's clean, with the exceptions of a davacharif and a klicheris.
So those two exceptions.
He agrees the Ramah is mechalik if it's used with hat, but he disagrees with that. That is not to be honest.
Who's dating? Is that Arai or not?
Some people dating is Arai, and some people dating is.
Is any difference nowadays? We use a dishwasher. Usually, I don't use it with a washing with a towel. The dishwasher is not done with air, with
the
heat.
Dishwashers are not perfect. Dishwashers are not perfect. The truth is, the dishwashers they have in the industry are much better. They're much better. They're the way it works, and it goes down on a belt, on a conveyor belt, and it goes into a much smaller chamber. That chamber has a heating element on the base. The water that's on the bottom gets heated, and it spritzes up directly. The hole, it's maybe 18 inches high, and it's quite hot, the water, when it spritzes on it, and it's more intense, and it tends to be good. Now, machinery gets old, and it becomes, the piping becomes clogged, and, you know, it's like everything else. It depends. But a good piece of equipment is very good. There's a downside. We always have.
Is a commercial dishwasher like
Hagala? What?
Is a commercial dishwasher mount on Hagala?
No, it's not Hagala. It's not possible. Well, we have a Shiloh in Hechsherim always. It's a big. Doing an affair in a Trefa place is a very big job. You have to bring everything, and it's a hassle. And you have to bring back the things dirty because we don't let them use the Trefa dishwasher. For cleaning. So what?
Is
So the question is the glasses. Glass, which anyway many Paiskim hold is not Bileya, whether you can be Simach on the many Tzerufim of a dishwasher heter to allow glass to go through a dishwasher, it's just much easier to bring it back to your commissary in the truck. You bring it neatly stacked or clean. Instead of bringing it back dirty, it's a tremendous difference. And also, it doesn't take more time because you have workers there, and the workers is part of the affair. They're accustomed to putting it through the dishwasher. So this is an issue. I think all hechsherim allow kalim that are used b'tzaynein to be run through the dishwasher. In other words, glasses, drinking glasses. I think all hechsherim allow. And the question is plates, glass plates instead of china plates, the clear glass plates, whether one should allow it or not. And I'm not sure what they do. Some do, some don't. It's what? If it's used with sign, everyone allows
what's
it.
What's the difference in the calories which are shells in the dishwasher?
Even if the glass will become tray, your customer is only going to drink orange juice in it, so it's not a problem. But what? It's not like the Rama. It's not like the Rama. But no one passes like the Rama. The Taz changes the Girsa. And, well, changes the Girsa, but for Tov Alach, he's not changing the Girsa. But the Shach, the Chachmas Adam, Baruch HaShulchan, or Omekel, if you consider it Arai. But, no, I'll tell you the truth. The dishwasher has other Tzirufim. The other Tzirufim, there are two very strong Tzirufim by a dishwasher. A dishwasher is Irik Lirishin. Irik Lirishin only goes Kedei Klipa. How is it going to make anything treif? What's it going to make? You're afraid there's a little bit of the end there? How's it going to make anything the treif? The spritz has to touch the keli, and the part of the dishwasher, which is Balea from treif, is within 24 hours, has to hit it directly. It's not shchiyat that it should happen. If you put any dishwasher that works with spritzing, not with filling up, not like a clothing washer, it's not shchiyat that it should happen. There's one Rav who is very upset about this. He says, what do you mean? The dishwasher gets full of zeya, so it's the same as a dishwasher, same as getting full of hot water. And there's one Rav who has a tremendous taina on the Minhag Olam, which may be more of a taina in the household dishwashers, but not in the commercial dishwashers, because commercial dishwashers are not, the household dishwashers are tight. These are not tight. And the zeya goes out, it doesn't go down. And at least the one I've seen, I only saw one. And it's no tight seal. And,
there's a little bend on a place that went to a dishwasher. Would you call that the end that if you put something on that, or it gets all dried up and hard, and that's why it didn't come off in the first place?
If it's tray for the end, you get rid of it. Okay. If you see the bend, there's no shine.
Isn't the bend flying?
The bend is flying, but you have to remember the only way. Well, first of all, in a kosher affair, there's no tray for the bend flying around. The dishwasher is very clean. If you open it afterwards, at least the ones I've seen are clean. What? Well, and then the ones I've seen is because when they kasher the kitchen, they clean it. Yeah. Well, they're not kashering the dishwasher, but they're cleaning it. I want to get to Sif Gimel, because Aleph Beis Gimel is one simon, touching coal. Next week we'll do a hat. But this week is coal. There's one more din. Tzarech lizoer shelo yiga basar balechem. Meat should not touch bread. Shem yiga bai osa lo eichlaim gavina. Because if meat touches bread, you're not allowed to eat it with cheese. Chen yizoer shelo yiga bai gavina. Shem yiga bai osa lo eichlaim basar. It shouldn't touch meat, you can't eat it with cheese. It shouldn't touch cheese, you know, eat it with meat. What do you do b'diavet? If meat touched bread. So there's a machloikas here if you need hadocha or shifshuf. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings, the Shach brings the Machlaikas. The Pesachei Tshuva says, it depends. The crust, it's enough hadacha. And the inside needs shifshuf. You're going to wash off the inside. So the inside, you have to rub it off. And on the crust, it's enough hadacha. So this is the din, if broad test. If there's one more, Rabbi Kiveger. Oh, you cut away a piece of certainly good. It's better than hadacha. Just look at Rabbi Kiveger's surveys I wanted to do. My understanding is, as long as it's kedei suda achas, it's mutter. So it's mutter.
This is not copyrighted data.
It's not talking about bread on the table, which was chayshish overall, that it was it came to much contact. Here it's talking about there was one contact. I want to see Rabbi Akiva Eger Sibbeis Midi Dorche Badocha Dasa Ra'ah Bede Kabayis Davka Laniach Iser Bekli Heter Muta Hecha Dedaki Ladiach Hakli. That to be makel with this kula, it's darkei lahadiach as mutter, is only when the iser is the food, and the heter is the kli. Avol beis minei oichle shnogu ze bize asa b'chol inyan. But we're not saying when two foods touch each other, they'll say it's darkei bahadacha, so I'm allowed to have the cheese touch the meat, because it's darkei bahadacha, v'arashba digam bize mutter. Now we'll place the rashba on the rock. The kula, that something is darkei bahadacha, you could rely on do hadacha. So machlaik is here if that's only a keli and a food, or even two foods that touch each other. Ramesh is truva about the liver with the blood. He said a heter of darke bahadacha would only be going with this rajba that darke bahadacha is a heter even for a eichel and an eichel touching each other. But later ra'ah that it's only a heter, a keli and an eichel, which is a chum in the first place, you can rely on darke bahadacha. But otherwise, it wouldn't be a heter of darke bahadacha. So this is the machlokes the Rashba and the Ra. Again, this is the liver they don't do today. It's not a shayla, and so we've covered today cold. Basically, we learned apparent kula by cold that loich hashin and shami yigul zebezeh. They could be near each other when achleishes they'll touch two foods and a chumra that to use a guy's plate or a tray for plate or a milk a plate for fleishes. Is the pashtus is that you have to be mediach the food, you have the shaft that if you're mediach the keli, it's good enough, but even then only b'derech arah. The next week's of davening.